And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Kids Comics. I'm Brad Geiger, and I'm here with my two sons, Alex, age 12.
Hi.
And Max, age 8.
It's Hey Comics, kid, not Hey Kids Comics.
No, it's Hey Kids. Oh, you know what? Did I say it backwards?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, you know what, Max? We'll edit that part out. We're back with Hey Comics Kids. And Alexander, you've got the news item for us today. Go ahead.
So as some of you might have heard or read, Microsoft has officially bought Minecraft. Every single last pixel of it.
Oh, block of it.
And, good point. And it actually bought Mojang, the company that created Minecraft. But really, Minecraft is the big property there, right? That's the big news.
So here are some of the pros. You'll see it pop up on a lot more consoles, especially the Xbox, as though it somehow... I know it's Minecraft is on the Xbox, but now that they have all the rights, they can really beef it up.
And you think?
That's going to be good. Xbox, Minecraft, personally... needs a lot of beefing up.
So Microsoft also owns the Xbox console, and Max, do you agree that there's going to be a lot of synergy now between Microsoft, the Xbox, and Minecraft?
Well, Minecraft has already came out on the computer, but if I'm correct, Microsoft owns the Xbox and might have and might give Minecraft a bigger reach on instead of just the PC and Mac, which are the only ones I've played. And if I have, and if I'm missing one, then I am sorry.
What other computers do you think that they could bring into the fold there? They've got the PC and the Mac. What other computers do you think they could reach?
Well, we might be able to reach a Dell computer.
But a Dell is a PC.
Could you edit this out?
I'll edit. Don't worry. I'll edit that out. Alexander, what are your thoughts? You really think that Minecraft is going to become big on the Xbox?
Yeah, I think it will. Cause now that they have that big chance, Minecraft is pretty popular. They're going to really hit things high. There's a lot of things you can do in Minecraft, practically anything.
So let me throw this out at you because I was doing some reading on it last night. The creator of Minecraft, Nose Guy, that's right, goes by the name of Notch. That's his nickname. He was talking in a very public way about some of the things that led him to sell Mojang to Microsoft. And one of them, obviously, was that they were offering him a lot of money. But the other thing was that he was getting a little bit tired of kind of being this person in the Minecraft community that everybody was taking a shot at. Everybody was either complaining or if he did something it would be blown out of proportion. He got a lot of attention as the creator of Minecraft, not all of it good. All of it was stuff he was uncomfortable with. It made him very uncomfortable to have a lot of people know who he was and talk about every little thing that he did. And he said in a very public way that that was one of the reasons he was getting out, because he never did this to become like a superstar in gaming. He did it because it was fun, and it kind of took off and had a life on its own. And I just wondered, Alex, what your thoughts were on that.
I kind of think that's a very reasonable thing to... That sounds a lot like probably what I would do. I probably don't want everyone knowing who I was. I would...
You wouldn't want people knowing who you were.
Don't get me wrong. I like attention as much as the next guy, but too much attention would just be awkward, nerve-wracking,
and
very, very scary.
Well, yeah, literally at Notch's level... If he says that he likes the color blue, all of a sudden everybody who likes the color red is going to be up in arms, and it literally gets down to that level of granularity where it's literally that silly. that he cannot make any statement. And, of course, anytime everyone has a complaint, something doesn't go the way they want it to go, he becomes vilified. He becomes the villain. Max, what would you do with that kind of fame?
Well, if I was so famous, then I tell my fans, I'd go to another company, like say Microsoft, and beg them to buy my company.
Which is, I don't think that he had to beg, but that's in a nutshell exactly what happened. And in fact, he has publicly said that he's going to continue creating games because he enjoys it. But he said if he ever starts to work on a game that starts to get popular again, he's going to abandon it as quickly as possible. Which tells you kind of the toll that this Minecraft thing has taken on Mr. Notch. Alex, what do you like best about Minecraft? I'll be honest. I'm Oldie McGee here. I don't get it. I look at you guys playing that, and I just don't get it. What makes Minecraft such a good game?
Well,
okay, Alex first, and then I'll shoot over to you, Max.
Well, the fact that you can possibly do everything. You can do what your real life does not allow. You can go fight zombies, skeletons, new monsters. You can go raid temples. You can build your own house. You can get armor. You can fight dragons. You can go to another dimension. You can do all those fun things that you can never do and just...
You could do the same thing with that bucket of Legos you've got sitting in the living room.
Exactly.
But it would be very... Yeah.
It'd be a lot harder.
How?
Because even though they're all Minecraft Lego sets, the Lego sets are only very little, not your average Lego figures. And it'd be hard. Because one of the best things is bosses in Minecraft. Like, the big boss, the Ender Dragon, or a little known Wyvern, or the Giant, which is very little known, but still is able to spawn using slash summons and giants, and same with Ender Dragon slash summon Ender Dragon.
Why would you summon the Ender Dragon?
Well, if you were in survival, when you beat the Ender Dragon, you beat the Ender Dragon. No going back. So it'd be fun if you spawned the Ender Dragon in the real world, one, and you just loved doing destruction, and if you're on creative mode where you can't be hard, you spawn him in the middle of the water, he would basically just make... He would fling the water everywhere. Everywhere he went, he basically cut a hole in, and everything he touches, he destroys. And the Ender Dragon, and if you were to build that in Legos, it would take you at least a month.
But you could use your imagination.
Yes, but sometimes imagination doesn't conquer everything.
Bite your tongue.
And it's a world made out of blocks that is practically endless, unless you're playing on the Xbox version when sometimes the world ends.
Uh-huh. So, Minecraft, obviously a lot of people like it. A lot of people are into it. And I've seen you guys do some really marvelous things with the models you've created.
I built the Titan's Tower.
You built the Titan's Tower, for example,
I
yes.
And we've Avengers Mansion.
We've even experimented with mods, right?
That was very fun.
We had the Godzilla mod. We had the
Superheroes
Unlimited mod.
That was a had-to for us.
That absolutely was. And we even experimented with creating our own skins, right?
Yeah.
Max, what would you add to Minecraft to make it even better? Let's say you're a Microsoft employee. They come into your office. They say, Max, we just got Minecraft. Here's your chance to add one thing to it that you always thought it should have.
And
what?
I'd also add the be a bamboo forest biome, and those would spawn in giant mountains where you would find the giant pandas, and you can ride them, you know, and control them with a stick of bamboo. And also make a bamboo armor by cutting down bamboo trees. So I'd really add a lot of things with the idea of a panda. Its habitat, and even the red pandas, its cousin.
Even the ugly red-headed kid's stepsister to the panda family, the red panda. You're not forgetting those.
Nope, I'm not forgetting those.
Well, there's very few people who take time to remember the red panda.
And turtles. Do not forget turtles.
How do turtles fit in to the panda theme?
I don't know. And birds. It might not fit into the panda theme, but birds is something that Minecraft needs.
They need
so
birds badly.
Much.
Alex, same question. One thing that you would add to Minecraft if you had a chance.
I would probably animate it better. I'd give it a more realistic motion for your character to walk, not just like this, kind of like a robot.
Right.
I'd kind of give him maybe a bend his arm, kind of bend his leg, maybe put him a little farther out when he's running.
Kind of more similar to some of the Minecraft animations that we find on YouTube that are kind of funny every now and again, right? Sometimes those are animated a little bit more smoothly.
I'd give it a more realistic weapons, like the sword. I'd probably give it a more realistic, out there, kind of cool look.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe because eventually if you play in survival, your stuff will break if you use it too much. So maybe when it starts to break, I'll maybe put a cracker dent in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that might be cool. But mainly, I just kind of animate it, put a little more spadow into it.
More spadow. That's... That's a t-shirt right there. More spadow. Alright, so... What are our thoughts on Xbox? Does this mean, and now I'm going to talk about Xbox as a console. In other words, there's a lot of different consoles you can get. There's an Xbox, there's a PlayStation, there's a Nintendo Wii. Does this help Xbox in the console wars, Maxwell? Beef up the Xbox version of Minecraft. What is the Xbox version of Minecraft lacking that the computer version already has? You're talking about the Pocket Edition. Xbox over the top.
I kind of feel like the controls are a little funky. I'd probably ask them to fix the controls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the controls and how you press stuff, how you do stuff is a little weird.
So this puts Xbox over the top, yes or no? Alex, is this bad news for our beloved Nintendo Wii?
Yeah, it is, because they're not making Wii games anymore. Sorry, guys. All they have left is 3DS
and
Wii U. The only chance they have of coming right back on top is the new Pokemon games, Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
think Nintendo needs to team up with Sega?
Yes. As crazy as it might sound to some fans, Sonic and another Sonic and Mario game is just what they need for their computer. Because Vision shows people love those games and just love having those to fight off. And the only real way is for them to partner up with another company and make a video game that just blows through the roof.
So, question. Alex, you say nobody's making games for the Nintendo Wii anymore?
Well, not a lot of people. No, not a lot of people. I've never really seen Wii pop up. Except for How to Train Your Dragon 2 video game, because I was really surprised they actually made it for the Wii.
But they also made for the Wii U.
Yeah.
So let's take the Nintendo Wii out of it, because that is an old console. The Wii U, is that dying as well?
Well, I don't know. You can play it all. It has a big reach. A lot of people say that you don't really have a big reach of viewing, but I personally think you do. Because even if there's not that many Wii U games, there's still tons and tons of... And there's still tons and tons of Wii games out there that you can play on the Wii U on the gamepad just with a controller instead of the Wii U gamepad, which gives a lot of things for kids. Like sometimes your parents might be taking the TV, because a lot of times the kids have more TV, even the parents. So if they had a Wii U and they put it on the TV and gamepad setting, and they could play their favorite Wii games on the gamepad.
I gotta admit, I do like that about the Wii U, that I can sit and watch TV, and you can play a video game at the same time, and nobody's in anybody's way. It is a very good use of that gamepad.
That's one of the best selling points about the Wii U, that you can do that. And the fact that a lot of Nintendo's doing, this is why I kind of think Nintendo's dying, making games solely for the Wii U so people who don't have it have to buy it to get the game that they love.
Right. Well, even if the Wii U is not doing as well as they had hoped, Nintendo still has the DS, and I don't think anybody touches the DS when it comes to handheld gaming. Well, hold on, let me go back on that. Who is the DS's main competitor in handheld gaming, Alex?
I'm not really sure. I don't really think it does have one.
So did I, until I started saying it, and then I was like, oh, nope, I know who it is. Max, do you know who the main competitor is?
Well, with the Nintendo DS, something that I've seen is that it looks a lot like a mini computer that you can just put in your pocket.
You're on the right track. So, in that regard, what is... If you're not playing handheld games on the DS, what are you playing it on?
Your
phone.
Yeah. Yeah, the iPad, the iPhone, even Kindles, and to some extent, I guess, Nook, although we haven't had a whole lot of luck finding stuff that we like on Nook.
Unfortunately, I'm crying on that.
Yes, yes. Well... Speaking of companies that are facing a quick death, yes, so Nintendo, on one side, it's fighting. Think about it. If you're Nintendo, you're surrounded by giants. On the console front, you're facing Microsoft, a giant corporation with a lot of money. On the other side, you're facing Apple, with basically the two main threats there are the iPhone and the iPad. And that's Apple, the other computing giant in the world. So it's got to be tough to be Nintendo right now. You're facing really, really tough competition.
Well, there's two new games that could change that...
Yeah, I know. You're putting all your eggs in that Pokemon basket, aren't you?
And...
Well,
mobile decision with the Wii U version, where you can only play it with a certain controller.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Why do you think they did that, Alex?
To sell more money on that controller.
Oh, get you to buy the controller? Really?
Yeah, because they're...
Oh, that's
See what I mean about a quick death?
Yeah, that's horrible. Max.
And I heard, not like that, but because so many people loved on YouTube in general, or pros at the game, and thought that was the best way to play it. And I think Nintendo responds to that. And that's why I'm getting the DS version. Because that's actually the one that would actually really work without it. And I hear that something else that I am very excited for is Lucario is returning. Even though that means no Mewtwo for a lot of fans. But hey, Lucario's returning. Basically the same character. I'm just asking you, Nintendo, make a thing for Lucario that makes him look like Mewtwo, still Lucario, because they had technically the same moveset.
Give him a different skin. It'll still be a Lucario in the same moveset. Just make him look like Mewtwo.
Wow. Well, I did not know there was this much angst between Lucario and Mewtwo. That sounds like a podcast all in and of itself.
Personally, I felt Mewtwo was a really, really, in Super Smash Bros. Melee,
an interesting character.
I like Mewtwo. I was just so blown away that they actually had him. And he was a really cool character. He had a... Lucario, like, moveset, but...
Well, we've got a little bit of time before we pull up to school, so let's go down that road just a little bit. Since we're talking Super Smash Brothers, there are some other new characters they've introduced.
Like Greninja?
Anybody you're really excited to play?
Well, personally for me, they've added a lot of the original assist trophies. Like the Wii... The workout character from that Wii game, they've actually added that workout character. I've never played the game, but I've heard of it, and I don't really know her name, but it's like this Wii workout
Wii fitness trainer.
The fitness trainer.
The one that I thought was really kind of a very creative idea, the dog from the hunting game. Did I hear right? That was going to be added to
the... one that you always want to shoot really bad.
The one that snickers at you. Duck Hunt. The dog from the Duck Hunt game, which was an early Nintendo game that featured a gun that you had. Again, speaking of things that you had to buy a special unit just to play the game, this was a gun that came with a Nintendo game, and you'd point it at the TV screen, and you would hopefully... or maybe not, shoot the ducks. That dog was a cool character, and it's very interesting to see that they're putting him in. That's one that I'm even excited to play.
They could add him in Pokemon. If they really want some kind of special event, they could add him in, and that would just be hilarious.
You think they should add the snickering dog into Pokemon? Now
yeah,
we're really talking. You love those crossovers, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moves, Max.
Yeah, I'm talking about what if they actually added the Black Dog as a funny little character in Pokemon.
Alex, you know when Max is talking, all roads lead to Pokemon.
Yeah.
All right?
I'm really excited.
Go ahead. We got just a little bit of time. Let's wrap this up. Final thoughts, Alex.
I'm really excited that Dad may not know this, but they actually added Mega Man in, and I'm really excited to see how they did him.
I remember having a Mega Man when I was a kid. Your Uncle Brian was very good at playing Mega Man. I would just, honestly, I was never a great gamer, but I would usually hang out when he was playing because the music is so good in Mega Man. It's
a
neat
game.
I
have Mega Man 2, fought from me is from Nintendo. No, there was one thing that could actually really skyrocket. We forced DS, Pokemon DS game, and they made a new version of Ruby, I know not Ruby and Sapphire, no, Diamond and Pearl, and, you know, Alex, you can go. I
forgot. You lost it, huh? Oh, no.
Wait.
Oh, he got it. Go.
Okay. Lucky that even if Pikachu dies, then it will basically be put in Game Freak's hand, because Game Freak is the co-creator of Nintendo.
Well,
not Nintendo, Pokemon.
That is well, number one, I don't know that Nintendo is ever going to die, per se. It's got way too many properties, and anything's possible, but gee whiz, it would be hard for me to get my mind around that. But it is interesting that you point out that if something happens to Nintendo, Pokemon is in big trouble.
Yes, because Game Freak doesn't really have that many consoles for it.
I would hope that they are developing a Pokemon game for iPad.
Well, technically there is the computer version where basically you play on the computer and
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, but that's like that's a translator. That's not the real Pokemon game. That's a simulator.
I still like it. I can play the Game Boy Advance games I've always wanted to play.
All right, so we are pulled up here at school. You guys need to start thinking about academics and stop thinking about video games.
That never happens.
So we're going to say goodbye. Alex, any last words? Anything you'd like to say? All right.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista. Max.
See y'all.
And this is Brad Geiger saying so long for Hey Comics Kids.
We might be doing another one tomorrow.
No, Dad. It's Dad.
What, did I do it backwards again?
Yes, it's Hey. Oh, wait, you did. You did it fine.
Then I don't have to cut that part?